Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, Larry, how are you doing down there in Southland?
Hey, Stuart. I've been out all evening getting ready for this Arctic vortex. They say it's going to explode over us.
Yeah, It's very weird. You read one forecast, nothing is to happen. You read the next one, it's going to be a blizzard of untold proportions, which tells me they don't know what it's going to do. May do nothing, may be a real mess. Anyway, it's just typical now with this manufactured weather as well, where they don't know if they're going to use weather warfare on it or not, I guess. But anyway, I wanted to start out. On our last show, we mentioned that the World Economic Forum had produced an article or whatever to claim that everybody's pet dogs, cats, and all that, rabbits, whatever, it didn't matter what they were, had to be exterminated. They had to slaughter all of them all around the world to decrease the carbon paw print, as they called it. Now, we went on, tried to vet that, and couldn't vet it. So I don't know if it was posted, and then because of uproar, they took it down, or what happened. But we did want to mention that. But there is something here going on that tends to confirm they actually did probably published something like that, and then they took it down. New York State bans pet sales as part of the World Economic Forum agenda to end pet ownership. New York has banned the sale of pets as part of a globalist plan to eliminate pet ownership, they say in America, but it'll be all over the world. New York governor signed Senate Bill S-1130, Assembly Bill A-4283, and I'm not sure whether those are actually real or not, into law on Thursday, it'll be last Thursday. Legislation will prohibit pet stores from selling dogs, cats, and rabbits from 2024 onwards. This would be, of course, what they have wanted to do for a long time. And you may remember the Obama prophecy about all the pets are killed in America. And that was that part of that Kenyan prophecy, if you recall. Anyway, Larry, what you got you want to bring on board tonight?
Well, I thought it was really, really interesting that suddenly and somewhat secretly, the president of Ukraine, Zelensky, has made a special trip to America to meet with Biden and talk about all these toys he's going to get to use against Russia. And then he's also being allowed to speak to Congress, I guess, tonight. And my understanding is he actually, they've gave him, I want to say, I can't vet it, but it says Yahoo News reporting that he's been given a massive $1.85 billion in military aid, including funding for the Patriot missiles, which Russia says they will destroy if they try to even bring them in. So it looks like to me it's only a bigger push to fight Russia.
Yeah. Yeah, I was reading an article. I can't remember who wrote it. But anyway, he said that he thought Putin, we've had so many red lines that Putin has said, you cross this red line and we're going to respond, and he doesn't. And there have been, I don't know how many red lines that they have said, and absolutely nothing has occurred, which emboldens the West to ignore any red line that Putin says, thinking he's really bluffing and he's not going to do anything. But, however, there's something going on. This is from Hal Turner, just posted a little bit ago. And I know you've got something from him as well. Russia moving train loads into Belarus. S-400, Iskander missiles, 70-plus tanks, and who knows what else is going into Belarus after they had a meeting, a very strange meeting, I might say, between Putin, I guess, and the Belarus's president, or Belarus. It keeps on Belarus, but it's actually Belarus, I guess. They pronounce it both ways. Anyway, what do you think? I think they're getting ready for war.
Well, it seems that way, and also Hal Turner posted that Putin is supposed to have, for what it's worth, and you know, a big announcement coming out later this week after his Belarus meeting. And what's interesting is that there's a lot of armament and troops from Russia inside Belarus, and the latest, I guess you could say, covert intelligence that I've seen was that Belarus recently, well, in the last few days, had a drill, and they actually moved armor up to the Ukraine border and made mention that they might take a portion, of land. But while all eyes were on their movement there, Belarus moved tank units up to the border with Poland and Lithuania, and then he pulled back the troops or the tanks from Ukraine. So there's some. This seems like what's building is bigger than just Ukraine.
Yes. Yeah, and we do have the Ezekiel 38:39 prophecy, and there's argument over who Gog Magog is, but I believe it is Putin or whoever's the ruler at the time when this takes place, but they go down to the mountains of Israel. So I keep my eye on Israel, and particularly now that Netanyahu appears to be back in place, because he claimed, anyway, that he can put together a coalition. Have you heard any more on that?
Well, I just posted a Substack a little while ago, and posted on it that it appears, I can't remember where I saw it now. Oh, it was on Koenig's International News. They just put it up as a headline, said that Netanyahu apparently had met the government proposal and had put together, or has said he's put together, a coalition to form an Israeli government. And tonight, midnight tonight, of course, I guess it's midnight over there now, but that was the deadline. You, if you'll remember, the president had cut him short on his days. He didn't allow him the 14 that's precedent. He cut him short and only gave him 10. But apparently, if everything runs according to Koenig's International, he has put together a government. So we're just going to have to see where it goes from there. But apparently, he is going to be the next prime minister unless something unforeseen happens.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of interesting, because he's kind of a hawk. And, you know, they've got to do something about Iran, and Iran and Russia have treaties. And so I would expect that they're going to do something that changes the whole setup. And maybe Ukraine will be bypassed in favor of taking out Israel. Who knows? We really don't know yet exactly where we are. But here's another headline. It's interesting. Putin vows to deploy his Satan II nuke missiles in weeks and obliterates any hopes of peace after the Lazinski White House visit. What do you make of that? That doesn't
well, I
sound
would
good.
I would assume that Zelensky's trip to speak before Congress and meet with Biden to get those Patriot missiles probably was another Putin red line. And, of course, I guess we'll see if he enforces it they are saying, or the Kremlin is saying, that they will target these Patriot missile batteries even before they get to Ukraine. So we're going to have to see.
Yeah, yeah. Troops from an armored unit of the Russian Army will begin training with a batch of highly advanced upgraded T-90M tanks after arriving in Ukraine's Central Military District. So there's a lot going on, folks, that nobody's being told. And here's another one that we need to talk about. Congress releases $1.7 trillion 4,155-page omnibus bill. Now, we don't have any money. Obama said we were broke when he was president. So here we are, a $1.7 trillion bill. What's going on? Well, it's the debt for land swap, where you get the country so deep in debt they can't possibly pay it back. Then the rich men and the bankers come forward and say, gee, you're in default. What we're going to do then is we're going to take all the land, all the buildings, all the houses, all of everything in exchange for the massive debt that you cannot repay. It's coming soon, folks. It really is. Remember what Klaus Schwab said, you will own nothing and you will be happy. Anyway, what else you got, Larry, you want to bring up on your blog? Or
yeah, Joe Biden also said that. He said, use them exact words, you know, you're not going to own anything and you'll be happy. That's yep. Pretty well spoken from a cadaver, but anyway, let's see. This is covert intel from Hal Turner. Says Russian TV reports Putin important defense announcement this week, and it's very possible, and this is, you can't vet this and you can't vouch for it, but it's very possible that Putin may be about to make a declaration of war against Ukraine, Russia versus Ukraine in a real war, which would mean anybody that supports the enemy, which is Ukraine, is a target. So this is going to broaden pretty quick. And then at the same time, there are rumors coming out that Putin is about to raise a 1.5 million man army. That's a big army.
Wow. Well, that would follow Medvedev and his statements. They're legitimizing an attack upon the United States, the EU, and especially Britain. So, folks, this is going to expand unless the hand of the Lord comes in and says, not yet, meaning the timing is not yet right. So we're just going to have to watch and see. Here's something that's very interesting. It really ought to get everybody's notice. German insurance data shows 88 fully vaccinated people are dying suddenly and unexpectedly every day. Now, this is German people. This is not worldwide. This is in Germany. And they're hiding all the people that are dying suddenly over here and all the other nations as well. They're scared to death. If they do not cover this up and the American people or the people of the world figure out what these evil, satanic people did, they're going to be swinging from ropes all over the world. I doubt if that's going to happen, but you never know with a crowd of people. Once they begin to wake up, Gerald Celente has made the comment, when you have nothing to lose, then when you own nothing, and when you're at the end of the rope, I'm misquoting it, but basically what he's saying, when you've lost everything, you have nothing to lose. That's when humanity becomes extremely dangerous to the elite. Now, we know the elite are going to be torn down. We know they're probably all going to be executed one way or another. They bring in their Fourth Reich and all that, and they do a lot of damage. But eventually, they really get nailed. And it's just too bad to watch all this stuff going on. And the other headline I wanted to make sure we get in here, Federal Reserve planning to implement the FedNow digital currency system between May and July 2023. It's just around the corner, folks, just around the corner. And what else you got, Larry, you want to bring up?
Well, I got a couple of headlines because I'd like your opinion on it, because we are beginning to see a crack-up or a break-up of what we call the United States, which we don't have a United States. It's just an illusion. But here's one of the headlines today, and this is from, believe it or not, Yahoo News. It says a proposed amendment would declare Oklahoma as sovereign state. The voters are to decide. It will be voted upon. Says then the U.S. Constitution, Oklahoma Constitution, is the supreme law of the land in Oklahoma, which would mean any federal officers or federal officials that are operating other than from the supreme law of the land or the state, sovereign state of Oklahoma could be arrested. Stuart, we're getting into this. We're beginning to see the early stages of a lot of separations, it appears.
Yep. People are very angry, I believe, but they haven't said anything yet. But this is just exactly what's going to happen. And, of course, a lot of people don't realize, and even a lot of sheriffs do not realize, that they have absolute authority in their county. And they can arrest any federal agent they think is violating the law or violating what they think is the law and put them in jail until they get it all settled out. And people are really beginning to get fed up. Here's something a little off.
Well,
go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was going to give you my second headline.
Yeah.
That was just one of them. And I had another one here that's really interesting because Steve Bannon is dropping some bombs lately and trying to get the attention of the American people. I don't know if they're listening, but listen to this today. This is what he put out today. He said, there is no longer a solution for the border invasion or the U.S. broken border. The border is lost. That's his exact words today. The American border is lost. Washington says an invasion of the USA is good news. And so basically what he was saying is the fact, and by the way, Abbott, and they have just deployed Texas armed, I want to stress that, armed Texas National Guard troops on the border and trying to get ahead of this massive invasion that we've got coming. They say there's 75,000 on the border. There's 100,000+ coming through Mexico, and there's tens of thousands all the way down below Mexico. And Abbott has sent armed Texas National Guard troops. They've got Constantino wire armored vehicles, and I guess they're going to try to stop it. What I assume is sooner or later we're going to have a constitutional confrontation of some kind between the feds and the locals.
Yep. Well, the feds are supposed to obey the Constitution, but they've torn it to shreds. There's no Bill of Rights anymore. That's been torn to shreds. Treason abides in Washington. It is really the city of high treason. But treason never does prosper. People evidently don't learn that, particularly those in power. They think they can get away with anything they want, and nobody's going to do anything. It's kind of like Medvedev and Putin. You know, we got this red line. It gets crossed. Nobody does anything. And we're sort of in that same thing here with the American people. They just keep rubbing it in their face. And the American people don't do anything. Is there, and I've often wondered, and I'm sure you have too, Larry, is there really a red line for the American people when they are going to rise up and say, this is it, this is enough? Makes you wonder.
Well, I was To kind of answer that question, I was on a show yesterday with Augusto Perez, and he mentioned the good news was that possibly the Supreme Court might demand that, you know, and put a stop to Biden and his people's madness on the immigration issue. But then I asked Augusto the question. I said, well, the conundrum is, Augusto, I said, say the Supreme Court demands he stop it. Who's going to make him? I said, do you expect all the Supreme Court justices to strap on their guns and go down to the border and set things in order and arrest federal officials that won't do their jobs? I said, who is going to make Biden and Congress do the right thing? Because Biden and Congress will both say to the justices, we're equal with you according to the Constitution, which they only use when they want to. And so I said, the conundrum is, will the people finally see if they refuse to do something the Supreme Court says and simply reject it offhand, will the people decide suddenly, okay, Congress is not for the people, the presidency is not for the people, the justices are not for the people, the entire United States government is not for the people, it's time to revolt. So I don't know. That's just a question I had and a conundrum. You know, we keep thinking the Supreme Court's going to settle this. Well, I'll tell you what, Trump wasn't able to settle it, was he? He didn't even have a chance.
No, you can't. The only way that the American people could possibly get their nation back would be if the sheriff departments, the police departments were on the side of the people, which they don't appear to be. You cannot have a dictatorship without law enforcement. Somebody has to enforce it, be it military or whatever, but somebody has to be the enforcer. So, yeah, it is. It's a conundrum. And which way is it going to go? Well, we don't know. One thing we do know, a surveillance state is being built all around the American people. This is just an ad that came to me, an email. Hybrid smart watch here. It's yours, absolutely free. In the beginning, they say, we decided to do something big for society. With all the pandemics and other madness going on in the world, I want to make sure that we aid all American patriots and their families. Now, you got to be careful when you use language like that. We want a smartwatch that allows you, this is a wearable, tracks your heart rate, monitors your blood pressure, counts your daily steps or walking, tells you how many calories you burn, and more. Do you understand, folks, what's really going on here? It's a surveillance state, and that's why they want people to wear these wearables. Don't forget the World Economic Forum's coming in on the backbone of health. That's how they're doing this. Well, you should monitor yourself. You need to be a hypochondriac. If you're not one already, you need to be. You need to be worried about your heart rate. You need to be worried about your blood pressure. And by the way, we got all kinds of drugs for you. Are you a type 2 diabetic? Well, we've got all this stuff that you can take from the pharmaceuticals. Boy, that'll fix that right away. And now we are reading articles where vitamin D, particularly vitamin D3, vitamin E, vitamin C, and all these, they're really bad for you, you know. Shouldn't have them. And guess who probably pays for all those studies? Pharmaceuticals. The pharmaceuticals are the ones everybody should have their eye on. These people are filthy, filthy, satanic people bent upon depopulation and then colonization. I'll get into that maybe on another show. But really the end game here is colonization, hybrids, and we'll get into that. Anyway, anything else you got there, Larry?
Well, if you've got something you need to get into, go ahead.
Corporate coalition pushes government to create a digital ID infrastructure. Fascism. Folks, you go into the book of Revelation and you read about that final beast empire with the head of a lion, the body of the leopard, and the feet of the bear. The fourth, we could call it the Fourth Reich. But what it is, it's a combination of Fabian socialism, fascism, Nazi fascism, and the communism. And that's what we're watching. It's forming right under our nose, and guess who's behind it? Corporate coalition pushes the government to create this digital ID infrastructure, which, of course, goes into the mark of the beast and your digital money and all of that. So, and here's another headline of how they lie through their teeth. Pentagon collects hundreds of UAP reports, UFO, finds no evidence of aliens. Oh, we don't have any evidence of it. And meanwhile, they're working with them. Fallen angels, of course. Our climate lockdown's now beginning. An English county, which will come here, will require permits if you want to drive through other neighborhoods other than your own. They're moving fast. What else you got there, Larry?
Well, what's interesting is Breitbart put out yesterday a very interesting headline. Kim Jong-un's sister, Kim Yo-young, threatens to launch ICBM towards America in an unhinged rant, barely coherent string of insults and threats. So I guess the woman is mad, but she does have some power.
A lot of power. And folks, remember the prophecy, I think we read, I don't know, maybe 3, 4, 6 shows ago, I can't remember, where the Lord told this guy, that's what he says anyway, that the Lord told him to for us to keep our eyes on the lunatic North Korean ruler. Keep our eyes on him. He's going to cause some trouble. Anyway, here's another one on surveillance. Government now also collecting and processing your personal information via smart and traditional energy meters. That's why they were so insistent that you put in these smart meters so they can track everything you do in your house. Here's another one. Indian citizens that don't link account numbers to their digital ID will soon face financial blacklisting. Got it, folks? See what's coming? And if we don't do anything, we're going to be slaves. Not that we aren't already, but more so. Final words there, Larry, or final article, whatever.
Yeah, Yahoo News put out today, Marjorie Taylor Greene attacks plans for Ukraine's President Zelensky to visit Congress, and she called Zelensky the shadow president, and Ukraine the 51st state. Isn't that interesting?
Really? Yeah. There. Well, you. How do I word this? Ukraine is nothing but a money laundering criminal operation from start to finish. It's always been that way for a long, long time. That's why you can't do anything about Biden's criminal activities or Hunter Biden's criminal activity. Everybody says, well, we got a new Republican Congress going in. That'll fix that. You got to be kidding if you really think anything's going to be fixed. There probably, and I would say there will not be a show on Friday because it's so close to Christmas. People are very, very busy unless something really starts to boomerang, and then we will do a special show. So just monitor the website. And we'll, anyway, final last word, Larry.
Well, I just hope everybody has a safe holidays. There's a lot of things going on, and people need to be aware.
Yes, absolutely. And particularly, folks, with this weather, this thing, if this thing explodes, it is going to be really, really nasty. Yes, have a good holiday and be safe. Heads up. We're not out of Hanukkah yet. Anyway, take care, Thanks, Larry, for coming on, and we'll see you probably next Wednesday.
All right.